Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout families, new Cub Scout leaders, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go.
Welcome, everyone. It is the most important day of the week. It's the most important time of the week. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Central. It's ready for Cub Chat Live. I am not Aaron Durer, and neither am I Gina. I am Anthony Durer. I'm the National Director of Cub Scouting. With me is the chair of the National Cub Scouting Committee, Ms. Audrey Oakes. Audrey, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Anthony. Thank you. Great to see you live.
Okay, we're definitely in the summer months. So, yeah, we have some vacation schedules and folks getting ready for, or taking their vacation. And some are actually on maternity leave. So a little shout out to Gina, if she's watching, which I hope she's not. I hope she's
resting.
We'll see this later. We're going to give a congratulations to her and her husband for their new baby boy. We're going to talk about one of the things, Audrey, you've been chair, we're going on your third year now. And, one of the things early on as the chair of the Cub Scouting Committee, when we started working together, you made a very profound statement to me. And you said, we don't need more resources. What we need is to connect people to the current resources we already have, because there's so many resources we have that people just aren't unaware of. Like, people give us these suggestions. You should have this, you should have that. And we're like, well, we have those things. So today is one of those things, right? So what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're talking about roundtables. And that's one of those resources that you may think it's limited to one lane, but it really can be used for everybody. And so I think we're going to dive into that a little bit more on what roundtables are. And I actually got my start after unit leadership as a roundtable commissioner for Cub Scouting in my district and my council. So I have a big heart for there, but I understand these resources are not limited to what specifically roundtable. They're just like housed in that area.
right. And we have multiple channels. We've got, Cub Chat Live, we've got position specific training, all this other stuff. So today I think we wanted to bring to light, this great resource that we have. And make some announcements about that. We do want to give a shout out. We got Wendy, who's saying hello from PAC 38 and Troop 38. We love when we have combined PAC and Troop. And hi to John. John Assistant's Cub Master of PAC 602 out in California. They're in your time zone. They are.
We're just starting lunch.
Great. So let's kind of walk me through, like, what is roundtable and like in the traditional sense? Let's just start there.
Right. In the traditional sense, roundtable is a gathering of leaders that happens, and they learn about things, and the really important part is they also can exchange ideas so that you can get helps from maybe more somebody who's more experienced. If you're a little less, or if you are the experienced one, you can bless others with that knowledge and how you got through through things and understand where resources are. So it's a gathering. It can be both in person, or it can be virtual. It can be a mix, depending on how the council or district is running the gathering of leaders is really what it is. And I think the name goes back to like Knights of the Round Table, where they gathered around and everybody was equal at the table, no matter what their rank. And they just exchanged ideas and things, how to get along. And so that's kind of what you want to take around roundtable, is it's an exchange of ideas, whether that's through some sort of formal learning or informal discussions. And it can have multiple formats.
Yeah. And during COVID, right, which really kind of rocked everyone's world. We had to learn a new way. We had to find a new way. And we really we found council started doing virtual roundtables, and mm-hmm. everyone discovered Zoom, and everyone discovered all these new tools, and mm-hmm. they started doing roundtable meetings via Zoom, and we saw a huge uptick of participation. And then as we've come off COVID and we've started meeting in person, all that kind of stuff, we've kind of found this happy medium of, okay, well, we've got these great resources of roundtable videos that we did for virtual. Can they still live in today's world? And so walk me through that. What do we have when it comes
So the videos themselves are kind of what the meat of this Cub Chat is about. You know, we kind of give you an introduction of what a roundtable is, but there are, we specifically, you and the team produce these videos on all sorts of topics. And the key point or the key takeaway is these are great topics and they're not just for leaders. So everybody can use these short videos. They're between 6 to 8 minutes on a topic of really, you know, relevant information. And then it leads you to resources that you can get more information. And it also kind of gives you like 3 to 4 questions to think about. And even if you're not at an actual roundtable, those are good questions. Like, how is my pack doing on this? You know, how am I personally doing on this? And those kinds of things. So those are good, some good reflection questions. And maybe you even want to use that like in your committee or your parent meeting, on how is our pack doing? So the videos themselves are updated every year. And we just completed that cycle. And so we're very excited to highlight them and remind everybody of this resource. So it's been updated with all the latest program updates that we just went through. So all the videos are current and up to date. And that's where they live. They live on the website, which is scouting.org. And this QR code gets you there directly. So you don't have to, you can. And that's how I did it this morning.
It's a little clunky. It's a couple clicks away. You have to kind of.
Yeah, exactly. A little fewer steps. I did a search for roundtable videos on just a search. And then it came up with, it's housed under commissioners because commissioners kind of own this zone. And then, you know, support and planning. And then you get to Cub Scout breakouts and there's a video. So definitely bookmark this QR code because this is a lot faster way to go, but you can get there through the website and searches. So,
all right. Couple quick shout outs. We got John who's from PAC 320 in New Berlin. Thank you for joining us, John. And we got Rusty from PAC 84 and PAC 92 as well. I wonder, Rusty, you're involved in two PACs. We may need to have a discussion about that.
some might be a single gender packs if some not
that's
may
true
not be
that's true
family,
that's true.
Yeah.
We got Brandon who said our district stopped doing roundtable several months ago. Well, you know, you're in luck, right? Just because your district has stopped doing it, and in some cases councils have not been able to find a good centralized location for everyone. Throughout my years of scouting, there's always a district that has a magical river, a magical gorge that people just won't cross over to go to a meeting. And so sometimes
or in my area, an inland sea.
Yeah. Right. And so it just might not be easy for you to get to. So that's why we're bringing this forward to you to make sure that you're aware that this resource is available. You don't have to do it at a roundtable. As Audrey said, you can do it at a PAC meeting. You can do it at a parents meeting. And so if we are just finding out about these roundtable videos, Audrey, what videos, like this season that we're in, we're kind of prepping for school night or
right.
kind of welcoming new families in. What videos would you recommend that someone watch?
Right. So as your PAC committee or yourself as a leader, or you might want to, these are the key ones to kind of keep in mind for this season, which is recruiting and onboarding new leaders and onboarding new families. So the first group of videos, the first one is, this whole group is all about how to get parents involved. But the first one is called Everyone Volunteers. And
volunteers?
I know. It's like, that's the dream, right? That's the dream. And so as it says, you know, it's how to avoid common mistakes leaders make when asking parents to volunteer. So just putting out the expectation that everyone has the opportunity to volunteer and that is an expectation, but yet not any kind of coercion or forcing folks, just to have it happen in a planned way, but yet still flexibility and people's different time frames. And anyway, it's a good video. It's short, and that will kind of give you open up the concept of how to start with those thoughts that everyone volunteers. And then the next one is like how to do it, right? How do you do it? Because that's like concepts, but this is the next one is getting parents involved. And so this is definitely the how to's. We're all a big fans of sticky notes, and you're going to hear all about it in that video about how to do it, not overwhelm people, not force people, not, you know, one of the things, and they say this for any kind of leadership, is don't, you know, broadcast that you need help. That no one's going to answer you on that. They just don't have enough information. It's not personal. There's all sorts of reasons, but you know, how to personally talk to people about this, and how to use sticky notes is a great tool, and how to continue to use it should things not fill up.
And this is a tool that someone brought to us, and you know, I can be honest. I didn't do this in my path, but I did something kind of like it. So again, this is just one way that you could, you know, be able to track and get parents involved. You know, again, all these things, right? We're providing recommendations, right? Here's some ideas, solid ideas you can act on and execute. So if you're not doing anything, do this, right?
right. I mean, and it isn't the only way, but it's one way, and it's simple, and it's kind of fun, and it's, you know, pretty colors and looks festive, you know, like, let's do this. So there's some good things. And again, it's a short video. So great place to start.
What I liked was the lesson that we always talk about this all the time, right? Don't use jargon when you're trying to recruit someone, right? More and more we have, right. You know, we know this, right? We've done recent marketing research and data knowing that people don't know our jargon. They barely know our program. So don't go at it like they know what you're talking about when you say, hey, we need a popcorn chair, or we need an advancement chair, or we even need a den leader. They don't even know what a den is, right? So you got to break that down to common terms that someone who knows nothing about scouting would really understand.
Right. They call it real people talk. And we've talked about that's a pet peeve of mine too, you know, exactly. Make it just relatable. You're the small group or the grade or which is also called a rank. It's a grade level. Those kinds of things, just keep it more friendly and welcoming and open, which is key, as we saw in some of our survey data, like Pat talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, what it is that parents are looking for and some of the reasons that they leave, and they need that, you know, welcoming, connecting environment where they feel part of something as a community, and then the communication follow up. But that's a whole other topic.
Right? We can spend 30 minutes on that alone. I think as we're in this season, I think there's one more video that we think.
Yes, there's one more video.
So those first two, I think everyone's got to watch those two. Everyone should watch this one as well.
Yes. And it's called From Parent to Leader. And it's just how to take parents on that journey. Because leader of what? I mean, that's just like, if you're just coming into Cub Scouts, that's overwhelming, and you're never going to say yes to that. So how to bring them along in little steps and encourage them and show them where resources and support are for that. So that's also a very good one. Those are some of the key words.
And I think this goes to, there's something that I learned on one of my staffs was it's not the plan that makes us successful. It's the commitment to the plan, right? Mm-hmm. But when you have no plan, you can, right there, that's going to be absolute failure, right? So I think this is one of those examples of, hey, here's, have a plan of how.
You fail the plan, you've planned to fail. Right?
it doesn't take too long. It's not over, you know, it's not too hard to do, but it doesn't take like 20 family or parents in your pack to come down and decide on that. It could just be, you know, two or three of you who are the Cub Master, maybe the committee chairs and key leaders that say, hey, you know what? We need to have a plan of what do we expect of parents? And then how are we going to kind of bring them along in a systematic way to get them to be a leader, instead of just, we know this time and time again, throwing it right in their face, say, we want you to be a leader tomorrow.
Right. And as the thing about the videos is they steer you to further resources, because if you look at the video, they're going to steer you to the Cub Scout website on scouting.org, and it's going to have, you know, welcoming new leaders, a whole section on that and how to select a leader and all that. There's also archives of Cub Chat Live, at least kind of programs, which is a half hour program, which gives you a lot more detail and will also steer you to resources. So this is the snippet. This is the starting. This is just to get your feet wet. You're coming in quick and you want to review what time of year this is and what do I need to do? Because it's been a while, right? So this is a great thing. This is obviously under the commissioner site, as I said at the beginning. So that means commissioners are your helpers. They're supposed to come in and they're just the helpers to the unit. And so this is a great tool to remind them that these videos exist also. And I'm seeing in some of the comments that, we don't have roundtables. That's why we're doing this show, because right. You don't have to have a roundtable. You can just go to this resource using these QR codes or the search like I did and get to these videos to remind yourself. This is the time of year. And so we're highlighting this as a resource. As we know, different councils have different abilities right now with staffing and so on. So that's exactly why we're doing this.
Right? Or maybe you're a commissioner, maybe you're a district executive, maybe you're just trying to help a PAC that maybe you're in a Scouts BSA troop and the PAC that feeds you is hurting, or you see that they need some help, right?
Right.
There you go. Send them that video, say, hey, get two or three parents around the table, watch this video together. And you'd be amazed at what one little spark of an idea can really do for a Cub Scout PAC and mm-hmm. for parents. So here again, here's a QR code.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Get to the main page. You're gonna have to scroll a little bit, look for Cub Scout Roundtable videos, and then we have about 30 videos of various topics. Again, they're not by date, right? You may see a date on there. You may see a month. You may see a year. Ignore those.
updated everything.
They've all been updated, and so we just recently updated all of them. Now we've gotten.
I love it. So there's a second group that I wanted to highlight, which is when we're recruiting, or I like to call it inviting. I like to call it inviting new families. When we invite new families, what are some things to keep in mind? So you've got your parents that are already there and you want to get them more involved and you want to get leaders in place. So then you're having your recruiting or inviting night or joining night, whatever you want to call it. And that, or your community night. And that is what are some things to think about? And so the next two videos are also key videos we think you should highlight. And that's called Welcoming New Families. And the data is just so strong on this. If they do not feel welcomed, they will walk and find somewhere else that they will find, a sense of community and a sense of belonging as they're raising their families. So, step by step, how to make those families welcome when they join, it doesn't have to be a formal name like a PAC, a welcome, PAC coordinator, welcome promote coordinator, whatever it's called. It's just somebody who's really social, who really likes to say hi to people, you all have one or you should have one. And empower those people that every time somebody comes in the door, have them sit by you and that kind of thing. So it walks you through different ways to make families feel welcome. And second point is communication. Absolutely 100% necessary and how to go through that. So
we know for sure that is a huge thing. We do know that our PACs for the most part do a great job, but if sometimes we call that success by luck, or is it success by design? And we'd rather have success by design, because when you have a system in place, it's more likely to keep that system going regardless of your leadership turnover, right? If you've got some kind of process in place and everyone's aware of it, they know how to do it, and you kind of spread that out, it makes sure that those types of things last. And it's one more way, as you said, Audrey, might have that really like, super charismatic person who's in our pack as a parent, but you know what? They're not the den leader type. They don't want, they're not good with activities or whatever it might be, but man, they're really good with parents, right? They're really good with adults. That's your person, right?
Absolutely. Because it just comes natural to them. They can't help themselves. So why not empower them to do that? So it's super exciting. And what I'm seeing in some of the comments that I'd love is that people are tagging other people, and that's exactly what you want. So especially the folks that don't have roundtables and stuff, be sure you're tagging people that this is a resource to kind of highlight the season that we're in. As I just talked about, getting current parents involved in little bits, getting leaders in place, then we're going to welcoming new families. And then the next thing is you know, especially for the Lions and that are your, you know, how do you get your den leader? What's your den leader? That's the next one,
right.
is onboarding your den leader and how to get familiar with the thing, the resources that are out there. And this is also Cub Master specifically can use this resource, but also the coaches and mentors, which I highly endorse that you have for new leaders. These are some resources of what you should be walking through. And again, it will steer you to further resources as this is just a snippet. It's a 6 to 8 overview. You know, this is the deal. So here's the rest, you know, to give you some more details. So
you know, with the Cub Scout program updates, you know, fun, simple, easy, right? This falls into simple and easy, right? It's simple to find, right? There you go. Here's this quick little video that once you get a den leader registered, boom, say, hey, here you go. Here's your jump start. Now, I will take this time to say that these roundtable videos, this is continual education. They're not training, right? They're not designed to take the place of position-specific training. I can tell you that so often, Audrey and I and our committee, we hear questions and we see questions on Facebook and other social platforms. And I'm going to say 95% of the time those questions could be answered if that person had taken training first, because usually those topics are covered in position-specific training. So we do want to make a note of that, right? This is just kind of supplemental training that kind of gives you a little bit of how-to or, hey, have you considered how you go about doing this? Excellent.
Excellent. And your council and or district may have other supporting resources. And that is fantastic. This is just a starting point so that everybody that doesn't have, you know, maybe they're small councils and they don't have that extra resources. You need a little something, a little reminder. And even if you've had the training, it's like a refresher, right? It's just a refresher. I rewatched these videos just in preparation for this and I'd seen them last year and you know, times before that. So it's a good refresher. Like, oh yeah, I forgot about that part. And so we recommend it for your parent groups or actual round tables and also for the commissioners.
And what, as you're going through this, right? Because I know you do a great job of prepping for this and might want to put you on the spot here, but aside from the videos that we highlighted, right? What's one of your other favorite videos that we haven't maybe highlighted here that you think is like super important or that you think should be at top of someone's list to watch?
Right. Well, if you're an existing leader, the Cub Scout updates, because I know as much as we promoted it and did a whole rollout, there's still a large chunk of people who are finding out that the program is different right now. And, it hits the metal or it hits the screen or you actually have to go plan. And then the thing that you were looking for is no longer there, has been retired. Some of the folks are not seeing that. So that's a good place to start. And then I would steer you to all the archives of Cub Chat Live for details on that. So that's at least one, but there are 30 of them, and it's just going to depend on, you know, where, what areas you need to shore up a little bit or would like to learn a little bit more about or refresh on. So I think I don't have the list in front of me, but that was off the top of my head, something that
I would agree, because I think we also highlight there the new Weeblos Arrow of Light transition to Scouts PSA. Right. That's different. There's things that you need to know about that will help, you know, your pack get a good start. We have an updated camping policy for Cub Scouts for Arrow of Lights, right? And so that is highlighted in a new Cub Scout camping video. Bookmark it. We want you to bookmark it and come back to it, because what we do is we do update them. Every summer, we make sure that any existing video is updated to make sure it's current with any current policies or changes. And sometimes we just delete some because it's just the content's not relevant anymore. We delete some content that was related to COVID and getting back to meeting in person together and that kind of stuff. And so it's just not relevant anymore. So it's an active, live, living, breathing site that we maintain because, as you said before, we started this conversation with this And Audrey, you are absolutely right when you say this. We have so many good resources out there. And so often people are asking questions when we do have a resource that answers that question. And people don't have to just kind of assume or guess or right. We hate seeing is you go to Facebook and you ask people's opinion about like safety matters, right? When there's like when we talk about safety, this is the way it is. These are facts. You know,
and I credit to a lot of the admins on some of the like the Facebook groups, like the Cub Scout Volunteers Facebook group. I know they're really good at linking actual resources and when that's a whole other Cub Chat we talked about. You know, how do you know right. social media is accurate? And if they're linking actual resources, you know, that's a good source. So exactly. There are some other helps besides these videos and the website. The website is actually quite robust. I don't think people use it enough. The scouting.org Cub Scout website is, it has basically everything you need on there. Mm-hmm. It's just good to go back and refresh and remember what's there.
Yeah. And I think what we're seeing now, is people are asking for like some things that we used to have like a decade ago or 15 years ago or mm-hmm. when it was a very complex and layered program and they had all these different types of books and they're like, well, where's this and where's this? Like, well, we don't have that anymore. We're trying to make it fun, simple, and easy. Mm-hmm. And having 15 different types of handbooks that a den leader should have, to me, isn't fun, simple, and easy. And having everything online and
a little expensive.
And we do have an update to the website too. If you want to share that, we recently just updated all the adventure and activity pages. What did we add to that page?
Well, we had you mean the special resources?
The activities for the adventures and the adventure pages.
Yes.
This is a request that everyone was having. Was that the button?
Oh, right. Yes. We're happy to announce there's now a print button because there are a lot of people who did, in fact, want to print it out and not just, and it depends on your browser and whatever, where the print is and all that. And that was confusing to some people. So we have a print button now. So that's exciting. So we do listen to folks' needs as they pop up. And that was one. And so the IT team was able to create that. And so that's exciting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Anything else? We're coming close on time. We want to thank everyone for watching. But Audrey, any closing remarks or thoughts that you want to end today's show with?
Just realize that there are resources out there. And a Google search will get you quite a few. So between the roundtable, the website, and Cub Chat Live and training, those are your key resources. And we have a resource sheet, which I know I have yet to update, but that resource sheet just has an at a glance for those things. And then the Scout Book for Leaders Scout Book to entering that. So those are key places to go find more resources should you have a need or want to refresh or you're a new leader. So those are perfect places. Also families, it can be families too, because in Cub Scouting, families are doing some of the advancement. And so just let them know the QR codes are in the handbooks, the youth handbooks, but you can also get to that exact same information through the website. So that is something I think people are missing right now, that you have to have that QR handbook right there. You don't. You just can go in through the leader page and through by rank, and there they all are.
And it's easy to share, right? It's easy to just take
a hyperlink. Bookmark, share, send the email. Link to somebody. Yep. So
I want to thank everyone for watching. We're coming close on time. As we're closing, and if you're watching this not live, I don't know what the opposite of not live is because we don't want to. I know what that is in real life. So if you're watching this recorded, how about that? If you're watching this as you're recorded, you can still do what Rob does. And Rob has tagged several people in the comments. And so tag other people. And that way they see it right there in their feed and Facebook. And it really helps make sure that you can get this directly to someone. If not, you can always go to the Cub Chat Live page. You can get there by the same way I do. I just go to Google and I Google Cub Chat Live, and it's always the first one that pops up. That's how I get there. It's the official blog post of scouting, Aaron on Scouting. And we have all that archived, and we're uploading all anytime we have presentations like this where we have those QR codes in a slide. Those will also be uploaded as well. So it's really easy for you to pull that information out as well. So once again, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Audrey.
Yeah, and tune in, continue to tune in. We try to have every single Cub Chat some sort of meat that you need to have, some sort of really interesting information. So I know the updates are over, but we're still continuing to give really good content. So
why should I watch next Friday?
Well, next Friday, it's going to be interesting.
What do we have planned? What do we have planned?
Well, I think we were going to be talking about exciting things coming from into their email.
Yes, the welcome email service. Yep. What are we doing? What are we doing to help you welcome families into
Cubs? Yeah, so there's a teaser for you. It's a little teaser.
All right. Thank you again, Audrey. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Again, make sure to tag someone. Make sure to share this. Great information, great content. Chances are we have a video, a roundtable video that covers a topic that you've got a question on. Quick 6 or 8 minutes will kind of make wonders for your PAC. And if you're a commissioner or district executive and you're trying to help out PACs, these are great resources to feed to them and help them out with specific coaching. All right. Thanks again. That's it for Cub Chat Live this Friday. We will see you next Friday at 2 p.m. Central. Again, the most important day of the week, the most important time of the week, Friday, 2 p.m. Central, Cub Chat Live. See you later.
All right. See you.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live. Except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.